We're holding now Sif Yud Aleph. Mi'at Hashem, tonight we'll finish the basics, the fundamentals of Bamesra, just the groundwork. And then Mi'at Hashem, in the future weeks, we'll go through numerous exceptions to the rule, different applications, how to sort of get around Bamesra, exceptions, or whatever. Tonight we're going to focus on what the Olam in the previous weeks has asked: what do you do when you have more than one Metzrin fighting over a property? One jumps ahead and gets it. If they didn't jump ahead and get it, different variations of when you have multiple mitzronim, how to deal with multiple mitzronim. All right, let's see. There's a lot of lumdas here, and we'll try to bring it out. It's a very geshmaka inyan. Let's see. Hayu l'sada hanimka dalad mitzronim. If the sadar that was being sold has four mitzronim, four neighbors, midalad b'chayisav, from its four sides. Each side, east, west, north, south, has a neighbor. Yad kulam shavaba. Everyone, all the neighbors are equal metronim on this property. V'chalkua ba'alachsoin, and memela, they'll divide it at a diagonal, like in an X. Kedesh yagia l'chol echad chelek al pnei kol sadeo. In order that everyone should be able to get a chelek al pnei kol sadeo. I brought a picture. Oh, I have the picture. Gevaldik. Oh, see that? Okay, so you have your own picture. Good. So each one gets his strip. It's like a triangle attached, annexed to his property. Each one gets a triangle that's open to his property, to the area, to the surface, to the matron, to the circumference of his property. So like this, they took this property that's sold in the middle, they divided it into four parts, and the way to make it perfect, that each part should be on the pnei kol asada of each metron, you divide it at an angle, like in an X, into four parts. So each one has his whole frontage of his chot. Sorry?
Even if it's not a square?
Well, Deva, we're talking about squares. We're going to get, there's going to be Levitic tonight. Deva, we're talking about a square. So each one takes a triangle off of this property and annexes it to his property, where the wider part of the triangle is mamish on the edge of, on the border of his soda. So he gets a full open frontage of his soda going into this soda hanimka. Good, very simple, very geschmack. Grado. In halacha, by shutvim, it would be the same thing. Let's say you have four shutvim owning a property, and they would decide that, you know what, they had enough, they're doing chaluk, they want to split the property. What would you do then? You could do exact same type of chaluk. Each one will take a triangle, and that will be four parts. So you could have a similar... You could do a square, correct. Then you could do a square. But if you have people who are neighboring, correct, then you're right. That will be this halakha. Maskim. Vimhoyu hei mitzranim. Now what happens if you have, so far it's simple. There were four sides, four people, very good. But what happens if you have five mitzranim? Kegoin. Shehoyu gimel mishalash ruchaysav. You have three from three sides. Each one has a side, east, west, and north, and on the Veruach HaDalet, on the fourth side, let's say south side, Shnaim, there were two people there who shared that border, the southern border of this property. Now what do you do? Oisem HaShnaim, these two people who are sharing the southern border, Chashuvin Ke'echod, they're considered like one. Because together they only own one dimension. They only own one direction. They only own the southern direction together. So they share the southern direction so that together as a shutev into a Metzronis, V'neitlim Beit Shneim, and the two together take Chelik Echad, only one Chelik, just like Echad Mechalokim Sh'neitlim HaShleisha. They'll get one Chelik. The other three Metzronim who own a full Metzron, they'll get, each one gets a chelek. And these two who share a meitzar, they'll have to share this, and together they'll get one chelek. So each one ends up with a half. Sorry? They will. Each one will take that four chelek. So now together they own that triangle, and they'll split that triangle. So now you now make two right angle triangles. That's what's going to happen. So each one will get that eighth. Each one is, the other three metzorim get a quarter, and these two share the quarter, so each one's going to end up with an eighth.
They equally share the together,
they're part of the alachsen, okay, so they get that bottom triangle, and then each one is going to split that triangle, so each one...
Exactly that quarter and that quarter? That eighth?
Yeah, let's say, that's how they share.
I have a little...
You have to develop it. Yeah, this is going to be. But so the vice right now, each one's going to get an eighth, and that's fine. Fine, that's a simple yisoid. We're going to see it's not so posh, but let's see. Let's continue. Bamedva memurim, when are these words? Kishaboyu ke'echod. When all the meitronim are coming together, all four or all five are tining meitronis bevazakas. They're all coming. We want to be the medzim. We want to chap this soda away. Nebuchadnezzar Paul Akech is getting screamed at from five different people at once. He can't even hear each one person. They're all screaming at him together. Avun kodem echod. But if one guy got there first, one of the neighbors got there first, Vesilik Lilakeach, and he exercised his right of Mitzronis first. Zachabahu Lavadai. He's going to be Zecha by himself. He got there first, he's the Mitzron, he gets it. Now, if the other Mitzronim want to take it away from this Mitzron, sorry, you're too late. Mitzad Lilakeach, I got there first. Mitzad me, I'm also Mitzron. Well, you're not better than me, so you can't take it away from me. I have a right to buy this property just like you have a right to buy this property. Memela, whoever gets there first will win. Vafilu hoya metronim harbi. And even though many mitzronim, v'hoyah behem misha einu metin ela b'chelik katan ma'id, he had mamish exposure to this property, mamish 3 feet. That's me enough that he has a benefit of having the two properties connected. But let's say it's 3 feet, that's enough that he can get a lawnmower through. So he can technically lawn his two properties with vazachas. That's the advantage that he has. If he has two properties on two different sides of the town, he has a Nebuchadnezzar's lawnmower across town every time he wants to mow his lawn. Like this, he gets the two properties together and he can mow together. So even if you have that chelik katan ma'id, still im kadam hu v'silik l'keach, if he got there first and he was mesalik l'keach first, he wins. Oy kadam v'kana me'amaycher, or even if he wasn't mesalik l'keach from day one, he was the l'keach. He saw this property inside. He has his eyes on it, and he convinced the seller to sell it to him first. And now the other mitzranim are screaming, "What do you mean? We're also mitzranim. We should also have a chance. We should also be able to get this property." Tough. I got there first. Can't throw me out. You're not a bigger yaksin than I am. I'm a mitzvah just like you. You could throw out a tzigah kimono. You could throw out a fremder lekech who's coming in here trying to buy this piece of property. Why come here? Let the mitzvahim have it. But you can't throw me out. I'm a mitzvah also. So you can't throw me out. So mele, whoever got there first, called them the zachaba. All right. Because it's a nice yisoid. Now let's go back and try to develop this a little bit, to bring this out. So it says over here, the halacha, that if you have two meitzronim sharing one direction, they're both sharing the southern side, you have five mitzronim in all, the halacha is the three get, each one gets a quarter, and that last two who share one side, they're going to have to share that quarter, namely each one will get an eighth. Who says this? This is an itar. The Bala itar paskins like this, he brings in a makleikas rishonim, but that's how he paskins. The Rambam and other Rishonim don't paskin like that. The Meduik and the Rambam, the Rav Magid, Medaik and the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that it goes back to the Metronim. If there were 17 Metronim, three, each one owned a direction, and the other 14, each one owned just a few feet, sharing the southern side, so what? You divide by 17. Each one is a Metron. Each one has a benefit from the Sada, so each one has a right to the Sada. If there's 17 people claiming that they have a right, very good, they all have an equal right, they all have the same right of Metronis, so you'll divide this field into 17 parts, because each one has to have a right. You're no bigger Yaksin than I am, just because you're from the western side and I'm only from the southern side and I'm sharing the song. Who cares? I'm also about Metzah. So the Rambam holds that you go according to the number of Metronim, not the way we paskin. Which is good that you should remember this halacha, because it's one of the few that the Mechaba paskin is not like the Rambam in Chesha Mishpat. So it's a good halacha to remember. What is the lumdis of the Machlekes? Whether you go according to the number of neighbors, or whether you go with the ruchais, and if you have two sharing one ruach, they're only counted as one. So it's like this. Is meitzronis, is the din of bametzra, an individual right of each individual neighbor? Or is it this one right called bametzra to a field, and we could share that right? But there's only one schus of Bametzah that she'll. Then, as many mitzvahim we have, they'll all share that one right called Bametzah. So it says like this: the Rambam holds that's an individual right. If I'm a neighbor, I have a right to it. If you're a neighbor, you have a right to it. So now both of us have rights, and we have 10 neighbors. 10 of us have rights. Your right is not any bigger than my right. V'araya, I could be the smallest chelik katan ma'oid. If I get there first, I win. I could take the whole sada, for that matter. Even though I only have a chelik katan, there it is. I am a bametzah. So even if I'm a bametzah on a small part, I have the same yichelis to be masalik to lakeik like you do, even if you have a bigger part. So we're the same metzah be yisoid. Now, granted, you have more area, you have more circumference, beseder. But you're no more of a yaksin than I am. Memela hayais, we all have 17 people around the sada. So each, there are 17 rights of bar metzah here. Each right is a full right. So then we're going to divide this middle field by 17. Mashen Kane, the Itta holds, not like that. The Itta holds that there's one right of Bametzah to a field. You want to know who gets that right, depending how many neighbors come. If one neighbor comes, there's one neighbor who has the right. If two neighbors come, then the two of them share the right of Metzronis. It's not that each one has a right of Metzronis. They're sharing the right of Metzronis. If you'll have three, then three are sharing the right of Metzronis. What is the right of Metzronis determined by? How is it divisible? It's divisible by the circumference. So if you own more circumference, if you own more side, if you're on the west side and you own the whole ruach, Mashiach, and I don't have a full ruach by me, I share my ruach with someone else, so then I don't have as much of a chelik in the schus of Metzronis like you do. You have a greater schus Metzronis than I because you own a full side. Mashenkin, I only have a half a side. So I'm a half a Metzron. I'm a half a Metzron. So in the picture called Metzronis, in the schus Metzronis, each one is going to have to shear and divide the schus Metzronis according to the right of Metzronis. Let me bring it out a little bit more and we'll understand a little bit better. Zakra B'Kayim, the din that we divide this, field, B'Karnazai, B'Alachzai, the Gemara calls it Karnazai, Zeal Akronis, each one gets like a corner. The B'Karnazai, this halakha that we divide in Karnazai, is this a Chiddush here? Or is this a regular din in Hilchos Shutfis? So he says, the Rambam holds, it's a regular din in Hilchos Shutfis. Memela taka, the Rambam doesn't bring this halakha down here, B'Chlal. It didn't make it to the Rambam. Hilchos Shcheinu, when he talks about Bemesa, it doesn't exist. You don't find this halakha in the Rambam. The reason is because there's nothing to do. Everyone is a Metzron. So everyone has a schus in the Sada. So basically what we're having is if there are 10 Metzronim, then there are 10 Shutfim in the Sada. If there's 5 Metzronim, there are 5 Shutfim Metzronim in the Sada. Now you want to know how to divide the Sada? Let's go to Hilchos Shutfis. Open up Hilchos Shutfis. Hilchos Shutfis tells you how to divide the Sada when there's more than one Shutif. Maybe the Rambam didn't have to repeat it over here that in Hilchos Metzronis we divide it by Balachzain, because you know that from Hilchos Shutfis already. It's not a din in Metzronis, it's a din in Shutfis. This is a din in Metzronis. There's one right called Metzronis, and we want to know how much of that Metzronis do you have, and how much of the right of Metzronis do I have, that you go according to the directions. If you have a full direction, then you are a full Metzron. If I'm a half a direction, I'm a half a Metzron. Now you want to know how to shear this din in Metzronis? That's a halacha in Metzronis. The halacha the Gemara says that you shear pekanas of halachzain. The way to shear Metzronis, before we even get to getting to the field, before we can even exercise the right Metzronis, when we're coming to the din Torah together, how much of a Metzron are you? How much of a Metzron are me? That halacha says pekanas of halachzain. You're this much of a Metzron, and I'm this much of a Metzron. You're more than me. So Mamela, you're going to have a bigger right to be misalik the lekeir. You're going to get double my right because I'm only an eighth of a Metzron, and you're a quarter of a Metzron. So you're going to get double what I'm going to get. It's a halacha in Metzronis. Mamela's brought down the book as Metzronis.
Quarter and eighth only come, the other people do not come.
So then, we have to bring it out. We're going to see. Pashas, again, you're going to prorate it, what? If only one person exercises, he's a Metzron, for sure. Because there's one big right of Metzronis, and only one person exercised that right. If there are two people trying to exercise, so they're sharing that right. If you have one who has a full side and one who only has a half a side, so the one who has a full side has more of the right of Metzronis than the guy who has a half a side. Majinka, the Rambam holds, it's not one right of Metzronis, it's individual rights. If you're a Metzron, you have a right. Even on a Masha, you have a right. I have a Grace of Chelik, who cares? I also have a right. Your right just as big as my right. So now we're all trying to divide a Sada that we all have rights to. So a regular Shutram, so we divide the Sada equally. But we pass like the Itta. Yeah, correct, but if the Shutim have a Mila on the sides, correct, in economic. There are cases like by Nor, there are Milas that have certain areas where we do Alaks and even by Yuchah Shutvis. Alright, fine. Let's develop this a bit. Because we pass them like the Itta. We pass them like the Itta that you could have a double right to me. If I only have a half a Ruach, I'll only get a half a right in Metzronis and you'll get a full right. You're going to get double my portion. Let's take the Itta apart. Let's understand the Itta. L'chayra, you're going to taina. The pshat the Itta is if we go according to the circumference of the field. Let's say the field is 100 by 100. So there's 400 circumference. You own the whole western side. So you own 100 circumference of this field, surface of this field. I only have a half of the southern side, so I'm only a 50. You're 100 and I'm a 50. So you're going to get double what I'm going to get. All the hundreds are equal, and the 250s together make 100. So you go according to the circumference, the exposure of the field. Whoever has more border is more of a metzron. Well, we'll divide it by the border, we'll call it. Whoever has more border is more of a metzron. L'chay, that what's seemingly the pshat neta, but that can't be the pshat neta, and I'll prove it to you.
No, but could be somebody has the whole thing here, 100, but he's also only owns to relax. This guy could only maybe have nothing.
I don't care what he owns, his in his field, he can own the whole world, I don't care. But how much is he a metron to this field? His border connection is only the border of 50. Right? My border is a larger border. If I have to protect my border, I've got to protect the larger area. Right? It's a longer border. I'm more of a metron, more of a neighbor, so to speak, to this field than the guy in the south. The guy in the south is only 50 and I'm 100. But that's snapshot in the Itta, and I'll prove it to you. Because the Itta says like this, another halakha. The Itta says, what happens if you have a rectangle? What he calls an orach v'katan. It's a lashon chazal for a rectangle. You have a rectangle. It's a squared rectangle. You see what I mean? It means it's a perfect rectangle. It's not like a trapezoid. It's a square rectangle. And so the Itta calls it. You have a square rectangle. So let's say you'll have 100, 100, 50, and 50. Now how do we divide it? So if you're going to go according to border, you have a 100-foot border as a neighbor, and I only have a 50, so if I did Allah Kashabish, you get double as me. So it's not true. You get one chelik, and I get one chelik. You have the western border, and I have the southern border. You're not a bigger border than me. You might have more area, but in terms of the sides, Lamaisa, you only have the western side, and I have the southern side. So I'm a metzron just as much as you're a metzron. So the Itta says, B'chai Gavna, will also share the Sada equally in quarters. And again, we'll draw that same X by Lachson across. It's not going to be a perfect X. It's going to be an X like that. You know, it's going to be more vertical type of an X. But that's how it's going to be. As long as you draw a line from the corners and it passes through the center point of this rectangle, your area and my area are the exact same. So we're going to all have, I can prove it to you, the preacher proves it to you, I can prove it to you with math. You sit down, you cut it in half, you know that half is above, half is below, and then you got to cut it this way, it's vital. That's how you get to the ace. Right, and then mainly you're going to see that it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, it's going to be a perfect... They want to do whatever they want, they can do whatever they want. With them, when they're coming to a dinner and asking what to do. Fine. How does he own in the center? Can only be on the outside. Wait, he's in the bagel? He's like in the hole of the bagel? I don't know. I didn't see that child yet. A good child? I don't know. But from the inside. Yeah, you have to know. All right. Now, you also can't say in the Itta that you go according to proximity to say that, you know why the guy on 50 and 100 will get the same is because whoever is close, you, means sort of, let's say this would be the field. And basically what you do is you'll look at any part of the field and see who's closer to that part. The guy, this part of the field is closer to the left side, and this part of the field is closer to the right side. But that wouldn't work, because if this would be the case, then you should divide it like this. Once you get here, you're closer to these ends than you are to the top, and here you're closer to these ends than you are to the bottom. And this is not how he divides it. He divides it as a perfect X going crossing the middle point of the rectangle. So that also can't be pshat in this case. So what is pshat? So vice versa, what you have to say pshat in the itta is that you have to go according to directions. And we'll explain why that's the case, why in lumdus it has to be like that. If you have a field, let's say I'm on the southern side, I only have 50 exposure, I only have a 50 border. But how it attaches to my field, I'm emitting to this field all the way through the entire field to the other end of the field. Right? Even though I only have a 50 border. And the guy in the west and east who have a 100 border, also their metzronis, their smichas, their neighborly field continues, if they want to attach and annex it to their field, all the way to the opposite end of the field that's in question, right? That's a field that's being sold. So we all could carry our mitzronis to the opposite end. V'araya, if I, who only own the 50, wanted me mesalek the lekek from the entire field all the way to the other end, I could do that just like you could do that. If no one else would come, I'm kadam v'zakha, I would get it. Just like if you'd be kadam v'zakha, you would get it. So you're not more. The fact that you have a 100 border and I have a 50 border doesn't make you more of a neighbor, more of a metron than me. We're the same metronim. In lumdus, we're the same metronim. What diminishes our metronis is when you diminish my border of even one ruach. For example, if you have it like this, if I'm only a metron on half of the southern side, so in theory, if you wanted to draw a line up, I'm a metzron, I'm a neighbor, going all the way up. This is sort of out of my radar. No, it's attached to what's attached. So I memela get my metzronis. I first get my metzronis in, and memela it's attached. I annex the whole thing. But you want to know my direct metzronis is whatever is exposed to me, upward or downward, whatever it is. So memela zakti ita, what you'll do is you'll go according to ruchos. If there's a west, north, east, and south, if you have a full west, you'll get a full position as a metronis. And if I'll be a half a south, I'll only have a half a position. But if I'm a full south, even though my south is less than your west, my south is only 50 and your west is 100, I'm just as much as a metron as you are. We'll get the same amount. Good? Let's develop this a little bit more to understand it. Let's say you'll have four mitzronim on a rectangle like this, right? So let's say if you have the guy in the bottom and the guy on top fighting for the field, what will they do? Each one will extend their field halfway. So the north will go halfway to the northern side of the northern half of this field, and the south side will get the southern half of the field. And let's say you had a question from east and west, so then we'll divide it with this line. This guy gets the western half, and this guy gets the eastern half. Now if you have four guys challenging all together, so what you do is like this. The north and south have to be cut in half, that's this line. The west and east have to be cut in half, that's this line. Now, so now we got it cut into four squares. Now, I live on the bottom here. This portion, this bottom square, I'm fighting over with this guy. This guy is not a metron to this bottom square. And the north guy is not a metron to this bottom square. It's just me and him. We're next to each other fighting. Oh, so the two of us are fighting over this? Fine, so I'll take this part of the square, this angular part of the square, this triangle part of the square, and you'll take this part. And same thing here and here. I'm fighting with him. No one else has shaykhs to this, so I'll get this. So basically, at the end of the day, what you do is you divide the field into eight parts. That's really what you're doing. And I'm taking these two parts, this one because I'm getting it here, and this one against this guy. And this guy will get these two parts, this guy gets these two, this guy gets these two. Mamela, at the end of the day, we're left with four triangles, each one open fully to that metron side. Very simple. And that's how, very simple, it's somewhat simple. And that's what the itta holds, is the lumdus of ruchos. You go after ruchos. Now, it comes out It will come out very interesting. That means, even though your side is bigger than my side, it doesn't make a difference. If you'll have, think of it like this, Rabbi said. Let's say you'll have this. It's 100 by 50. I own the full south side, so I have the full 50 exposure. But on the side, there are two people who are sharing the western side. So even though each one has 50, because it was 100 long, but I'm a double metzron than this guy, because I have a full southern side, I have a full ruach, and he only has a half a ruach. So Mamela, I'll get more than he will, even though he has just as much circumference, he has just as much border with his field that I will. Sorry?
He's only got 50.
This guy will only get this eighth. And this guy will only get this eighth. Mashenkin, me on the bottom, that I have the full exposure, I'll get both these eighths. So together I'll have a quarter of the field. So I'll get more than him.
It's only 50.
There's 100 length here.
Yeah.
And there's two people, two neighbors.
Here,
share.
Wait, how much is this? He said that the guy in the bottom.
The guy in the bottom will get both of these eighths. And Mashenkin, these guys get, each one will going to get this eighth and this eighth. Let's take it to the next step. While we have you, I don't want to bring it out like in its fullest. I want to bring it out to the next step. I have one more picture. Okay. You ready for this? Hauptkopf, everybody. It's not difficult. We'll try to go slow. You have a trapezoid that's like this. It's 100 tall. The east and western border is 100. Southern is 50. Northern is 30. Good. So basically, if you want to, how many square feet is in this trapezoid? 4,000. How do I know that? Well, the average between 50 and 30 is 40. So it's 40 by 100 is 4,000. So you have 4,000 square feet in this trapezoid. Good. So it should come out, if you have a 4,000 foot trapezoid, if you would just divide it equally, it should come out. Okay, everyone takes 1,000 square feet and go on, gewaldic. It's divisible by 4, so easy, right? But watch this. Ready? The guy in the bottom who only has 50 feet, the guy, the southern side has 50 feet, but he has the larger bottom, the larger area of this trapezoid, the larger width of this trapezoid, he's going to actually end up with more than the sides who each one own 100. And the reason is because when you take this trapezoid and you divide it by eighths, you'll notice that the four upper eighths, each one has 4 3/8 of 1,000 square feet. 4 3/8 worth of 100. And Mashenkin, the four bottom quarters, each one has 5 5/8 of 100. So close to 600 square feet each. So now, the guys on the side, east and west, no problem. He has a 5 5/8 plus a 4 3/8 is exactly 10. It means he gets 1,000 feet. Between this and this, this is 4 3/8 and this is 5 5/8. So he'll get 1,000 and this guy will get 1,000. So they talk about getting 1,000 each. But Nebuk, the guy on top, he only has an exposure of 30. He's going to have 8 6/8. It means 875 feet. Mashenkin, the guy in the bottom, gets 2 5 5/8, which is 10 10/8, which is really 11 2/8, which is really 11 1/4, which is 1,125 feet. So the guy in the bottom gets 1,125 feet with a 50 exposure, and the guy in the sides, who has 100 exposure, is getting only 1,000 square feet. That's what comes out, l'chayr, from the Itar. Because you go according to Ruchos. Heat. But his ruach, if you think about it, his ruach goes here, and if you had to make an imaginary 30 line direct down, you're losing all these corners that are out of his sight. He's only a metron on 30. So he's going to get this one. This guy, the 100 guys are getting 1,000 equal. The kaga is 875, and the guy is 1125, the bottom. But he's the widest metron. He's the strong. The guy in the bottom is the strongest metron. Everything is within his radar screen. He's the strongest metron. So Mamele, he's going to get... It is, but you should know, it is and it's not, because, well, I can tell you two ways. Either because you want to draw the line, you'll miss this tip, right? This line misses the upper tip. And this line at an angle will miss this upper tip. So he loses something. You have to say, you could say a different lambdas is that because this 50 really, his radar screen even extends to this area. Imagine these guys don't. These guys, that's part of his field. Okay, whatever, but leave it with the first way. Pekitza, You go not according to circumference, but you go according to ruach. The one who has more of a ruach, that is the person is going to have. What am I trying to bring out? I'm trying to bring a point in the kudo that when the Itter said that when you have a squared rectangle, a funny lashon of the Itter, when you have a squared rectangle, all four neighbors get equally, even though one has 50, one has 100, he bedavka said when it's a squared rectangle. Because if it wouldn't be a squared rectangle, if it would be a trapezoid, then they're not getting equal. It's very meduik in the Itter. The Drisha wants to be magia and take out the word of the Itter, squared. It's a very important word that the Itter needs that word, because if it wouldn't be a squared rectangle, then they won't be a equal shutif in this field. Alright, let's move on, Rabbi Sai.
Like any matron, only the part of the border that he touches, that's the only thing he's a matron for?
And to the other end of the...
Let's
say in this trapezoid, the guy's a 30. If no one else is coming, Mameli's going to get everything. Why? Because he'll get, in theory, the straight line, and the sides will be annexed also, because it's like an indirect matron. If I get this, and I can get this too.
Because when it was sold, he wasn't...
But it's like Bavasakas. I'll take this field and I have an advantage of the sides as well because it's attached to the field. But you want to know what I'm a direct matron to is only what's in front of me. But an indirect matron carries over to the sides as well. So I'll get the whole field. But I'll get the whole field sort of as a ben bametzra, like a secondary bametzra. So now what happens? In theory, it goes in. It happens in Vazakas, but yeah.
No, he wants to sell two stages. First, he sells the stage, which is not directly.
Who's going to sell the seller?
Yeah, and then also that.
Yeah, but if he's only doing it for Harama, we'll see in the Simon that you can't do it. If he's only trying to move on the Bames, he won't be able to do that. But okay, and in theory, good. Now, what happens if you have a regular case, a regular Sada, and you'll have somebody who's on the north, and somebody's on the east, but the one guy shares two dimensions, west and south, together. So altogether, you only have three Metronim, north and east, and one guy is on the west and south. So Chayyah should come out that since he's west and south, he gets a double Chalik. We're going to divide something like this, and he'll get these four parts, these four eighths he'll get, and the other two, each one will get two eighths, which means each one will get a quarter, and since he's a double neighbor, he'll get actually a half of the field. It's mavul like that in the Me'irim Baba Basa Daf Hei Amud Aleph, but there's a Nesivus Mishpat, not Nesivus HaMishpat, Nesivus Mishpat written under Rabbeinu Yeruchim in Nesivir Aleph Chelek Dal, Samach Amud Aleph. Over there he clears the shala what to do in B'chai Gavna. But I think it should be Parshat that he's a double Metzah and he should get double the amount. He has two Ruches, he's going to get double. Like I said, it's a Me'irim Mufurish in Baba Basra. Alright, fine. Now, another halacha. The halacha over here says that they're all coming b'vazachas. If they all come b'vazachas, then they share. However we share it, divide it, quarters, eighths, whatever we just did. But they all share if they come b'vazachas. It's bothering me, I just don't understand the mitzvahs. How could two people come b'vazachas? You know, I can understand how we can go to a din Torah b'vazachas. And I could certainly be partnered to go to the Dinter of Azakas. That I could certainly hear. But even if not, you know, we both made a tefillah, so Bezin will set the date, and now all the Maternum are coming. Like you have a bunch of Malvis collecting from one Leiva of Azakas, you have a bunch of Maternum of Azakas. But like we already established from Siv Vav, the way Metron works, when is Metron is Chal? When the person comes with money and says, get out. That's when the Metzron is Eschal. From then on, the Paris are mine. Till then, the Paris are the Lukex. That's when Metzron is Eschal. So how do you have Bevazachas? If I came with the money, and then you came a second later, I got there first. It's already mine. If you come with the money, a second, we can't all come with the money at the exact same time. See, after all the time, same. So how do you ever have Metzronim coming Bevazachas? We all come to the closing, or before the closing. But then you're not being misalik the lakeik. Then, well, you mean you misalik the prospective lakeik. Okay, if you come before closing.
Only when they find out.
Before the closing,
the last sentence is exactly the last sentence.
each one came, right after he found out.
No, but it's not true, because you see, Kodem Vezalcha, let's say one Metzen found out first, and he immediately took the guy to a Din Torah and won, and then I found out later, I lost it. Once you were Kodem Vezalcha, you win. Kodem Vezalcha, you won. So how do you ever have Bevazakas if it's all dependent on Mitzronis' Chal whenever they come with their money? So how is the Chal Bevazakas? I'm not exactly sure. I was thinking that maybe they came without money, and they made a large Zatvia, and each one said that he's going to bring money, and I guess since everyone already said that he's going to bring money before any individual brought money, so then it's already like they're all coming Bevazakas, because you know that they already want, everyone wants to do Metronas already before the guy took it over. Okay.
Before the closing,
L'chaira, before the closing, I don't know if it has to be Bevazakas, L'chaira not. That's what his Eitzel is, my Eitzel was it before the closing, but here's Pashas, you remember. It does not have to be. Right, but that's considered Bevazakas because everyone was there already, but at the time of closing. That will be Bevazakas, that's what he's suggesting. But it sounds like that, I mean, Musalat Elkeik, even after he bought it. So then we need an eighth of Bevazakas even after. All right.
Well, when he's speaking, the other one is dropped. He also pulls out the
same money. They all take the deba of each other. Here, like Edith. Edith take a day diva work, so that makes it a Vazakas. Here too, each one we take a day diva. Okay? Fine. And all kinds of full amount of money. Correct. They all sent one shliach, but after, so then they knew that they were becoming shut from this mitzvah. So they don't need halacha, they're masking to be. All right. Let's continue. Let's do the Ramah. Zak the Ramah, Hago. We just said that whoever comes first wins. Whoever is Kodem Vezalcha wins. Saif is Kodem Vezalcha to be Mesalek the Lekeach. Saif is Kodem Vezalcha that he's trying to be Mesalek the Moicha. I mean, not Mesalek, he's trying to buy it. If he's Kodem Vekonem Moicha Zakaba. So now you have a bunch of Mitzranim, all in theory want this piece of land, and now they're coming to the seller. What should the seller do? Zakter Amor, Hagor Milach Atchilo, if they all came to the seller, Yimka Lekulim Beyachad, the seller should sell to all of them Bevasachas. And others argue and say, no, you can't force the seller. The seller could sell to whoever he wants and then take it up with the buyer. What's the lumdus? What's the machloikis? Machloikis is that the first shita holds that lechatchila you have to sell it to each one. Mitzad lechatchila, we're going to see if it's even maybe even b'diavad, but lechatchila. And v'yesh kokah holds that even lechatchila the seller could sell to whoever he wants. Why? The Gemara's mavua that the whole din of Bamezra was said on the lekeach. The onus of the Bamezra, that responsibility was on the lekeach. Don't come here. Bet kebetin. Why did you come here and mess me over? I'm a metzim here. Go buy a sada somewhere else. This is an ideal sada for me. So I have a tain on you as a lekeach coming in here. I can't have a tain on the seller. The seller, if he wanted, didn't have to sell the sada in the first place. That's what Rashi explained. So I can't have a tain on him. If he wanted to sell, he has a right to sell to whoever he wants. So the din of Bamezra was only said by a buyer, not by a seller. And there's going to be other halakas that it's nafkamina. The Gemara says it's a nafkamina if you sell to a guy. If the seller sells to a guy, it's no bamezra. Because to the seller, I couldn't have bamezra. And to the buyer, a guy, he's not a bamezra. He's not subject to the ilkhus bamezra. So there's no din bamezra because there's no din of bamezra on the seller, only on the buyer. That's the yesh koken. And what does the first shita hold? So why the first shita hold that the seller should sell to everyone equally? I know that the buyer, let's say the fremde buyer is knocked out, but if one of the mitzranim want to buy it, why can't that buyer buy? Why is the seller mechuyev, so to speak, or lechachila sell it to everyone? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains it because there's a titzas inyan of a sisa v'yashatayv on the seller, that if all the mitzranim are coming already, should deal with all the mitzranim equally and sell to all of them equally. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's mahalach. And we're going to see that mahalach is not going to work. We'll see. Let's take this further. We find it in other areas in Shas, correct? Not too many, but yes, it's true. But the Mitzranis is Gebot and Sisa V'yashatayv, which was primarily said on the buyer and not on the seller. And over here we see that it's even for the seller. So the Yesh Kolkum, which is Pashas, the Rambam, Taka says, no, the seller can sell to whoever he wants. Meshenkin, the first Shita holds that there's still a quasi Indian of a Sisa V'yashatayv.
Doesn't say exclude the seller from it.
No, see.
It's not seven, it's one. It's a pasuk, it's a pasuk.
Correct.
And that applies, we understand, we're applying it over here to the Bible.
Right.
Zipper, it makes sense. Any person, any situation who has a possibility.
See, why you say it makes sense that the seller should have it as well? I'm saying, but from the Gemara, Lechari seems not like that. Gemara says that the seller doesn't have the inin of Metronis. So you're saying it doesn't have the full Asizah Jotayv to be Metronis, but it still has, you got to be nice and don't be an animal. So, Mamela, therefore, treat everyone equally. Fine, good. This first Shita that says that Lechatchila Yimka Lekulam Beyachad, the Taz is medayik, that it's only l'kachila. And if the seller was an avarian, and he didn't listen, and decided to sell it to one of the metronim only, that metron was kadam v'zacha, and once he was kadam v'zacha, he wins, and now the other metronim can't take it out of him. Because he's the other metronim are no greater yachsin than he is. He's a metron just like they are. So memeila, this whole din is only l'chatchila. That's how the Taz says it. But the Nesivis says not like that. The Nesivis says, that's what the Taz's Ramah says. The Nesivis's Ramah says that no, it means that l'chachila, you got to sell it to him, and mimela, if the guy goes ahead and buys it, tough on him, he's automatically buying it for all the Metronis Bishotvis, and all the Metronis own it, and he cannot be a Kodem V'Zacha. That's how the Nesivis touches up the Ramah. And it's Meduik, like the Smaz, Mashma, like that as well. And the truth be told, this whole Ramah is coming from a Talmidei HaRashba, and if you look in the Talmidei HaRashba, brought down a Beis, you see it's pretty clear that that's what the Talmidei HaRashba said. That not only lechatchila, but heyoyis lechatchila. Now, if you go ahead and do it, tough on you. We're going to all be mitzranim equally. We're all going to have to share this field. Sorry? Miu, we just said before, if he was kadam v'kana, but if he got there first, then he was kadam v'kana. But if they all came lechatchila to the seller, now the seller has to sell to everyone equally, and now if someone tries to be kadam v'kana, it's too late. It's automatic for everyone. If he was kadam v'kana before the other people claimed metzronis, then he was zakhaba. But if everyone already claimed metzronis, and now the seller went ahead and sold it to this guy individually, tough, it automatically goes to everyone. No one has a benefit. Why don't no one? Everyone get a little benefit. So I get a little bit more. It's better than having an 18th of a property in the other side of town. At least I annex it to my property. I can enlarge my house. I could plow the fields together, reap the fruit, whatever it is, together. And the problem is it's Talmud or Rashi, but that's the problem. Only thing is, we don't know how we pass it all together. There's no clear crow whether we go like the Chachilu, we go like the Hkok and all together. Fine. So now, what is the Lundit? The Lundit will be just like the Orch HaShukin, that's the Chachilu on the seller. That works while the seller only has to sell to him. But how does it work once the seller was an Avarian and sold it to one of the Metronim? How does that work that now that Metron is bound and forced to share this other with everyone else? How could he be forced to share this other if he's a metron just like everyone else, and you can't have a taina? What's the taina of metronis? Who asked you to come here? Go somewhere else. I can't have that taina on the metron himself. That metron is the reason why he came here. He came here because he has an advantage of having just the same advantage that I have. So I can't ever have a din asisa yashav ha'toyv on that other metron. So memela the kash, the $1 million kash is how does this work? How could the Talmud the Rashba, the Sman, the Nesivis say that once they came, and now someone bought it, l'chatchila, he has to share the sadeh with everyone else. The seller was an avariant, he was over this l'chatchila. And the buyer is just as much as a metzun as everyone else. How could I have a taina on this buyer? You should have bought somewhere else. I can't have that taina. So Mamelo, how does this work? Why does he have to share?
We said before that the
doctor
actually came, the grips are made, some of the
I understand the marshal if there would be a lekech who bought this, and then one of the metronim tried to pull a fast one and get it. Means they all five of them came to this Lokeach. And then one of them was Kodem V'Zocha. Then Akiyatov, all five already Zeka, because Lamafreya, that Lokeach became a Shliach to all the Mitzronim B'Vazakas. That I understand. But here we're talking about buying from a seller. The seller is only Lechachila, that's his end, and he was over that Lechachila. Mitzad the buyer, I can't have a Taina on you. What was my Taina on you that you should have bought somewhere else? You have every right to buy here. You should buy here. You're a Mitzron just like I'm a Mitzron. How does this work in Lomdus?
So the din is that everybody, the seller should sell to everybody. So it means whoever buys it is really buying for everybody. That's the law.
But how did that work?
If he did that, only the Mitzron on what I see.
Right, so.
And the rest of the other guys are Mitzron. So he shouldn't have bought that.
No, but if I'm a Kodem V'Zocha.
No,
because I attached it. Avad, it's what I see, and then the spill. Good, it's a spillover, but it's good. It's one big field. I want that spillover as well, because it's also an annex to my field.
It's not yet. It's in the book.
Good, but now that I was Kodem V'Kodna, I was a Kodem V'Kodna. I convinced the seller to sell to me only and be over this Ramah. So I was a Mesis of Mediak, but I did it. So now what? L'chai should win.
Well, one, they're kicking out of L'chai, the potential L'chai. I mean, if there wasn't potential L'chai, I'm sure you're right. Each person is, you can't kick out one veteran. One veteran can't kick out the other. But here, they're trying to bounce a L'chai.
They're all trying to come to be that L'chai. And one guy convinced the Zella. So why shouldn't he win?
Because the only reason why he convinced the L'chai was only because of the dinner by Metro. Otherwise, he would have sold it to somebody else. So once he's coming with that kayak, he has to give it, share that equal with everybody. Using the
kind of so let me bring out. So Reb Chaim explains. I'm taking off. Chaim has a more of a beer. I just want to take out one nakuda. It's a major chiddush. I think that's what you're saying. But there's a major chiddush going on here. Normally, mitzranis means that a guy bought it. I could be misalakim. It means normally the way normally you would understand is mitzranis first starts if the sale took place, and then I have a taina on the lekeach. Vet kebet. Who is he to come here? What's nischadish in this halacha is that the din mitzranis could be chal even before the guy buys it. Mitzranis, there's another din, it's like two parts of mitzranis. One mitzranis is that I could be mesalik lekeach who comes here shalikadin, who comes here when he shouldn't come here. If he had a right to come here because he's a mitzran himself and he's called a mazalka, I can't be mesalik him because he had a right to come here. But if he didn't have a right to come, he's a friend, then I have a right to be mezalikim. That's one dinam. That's the argument of dinam mitronis. What's in the schadish over here, this is another dinam mitronis. Mitronis is that because I'm a neighbor, I have a right to buy this area. I have a schus to buy this field. Even before it's bought, I have a right to buy this field. And mainly, five of us come together, we all are exercising our right to buy this field. And since we're coming together, we have to share that right to buy this field. That the din of Mitzranis comes even before the Lekeach buys it. If it was only be afterwards, the Mitzran already bought it, and I can't bounce him out. He's just as much of a yaksan as me. I can't tell him to go somewhere else. But now what's in Scottish here, that there's a right of Mitzranis even before it was bought, there's a right of Mitzranis. It's a Pella. If you didn't come, you're out. Then you lost it. If we stack a Kodem V'Kodna, if one Mitzran got there first before anyone asked, then he'll win, and the other guys can't throw him out. No, but you have to convey the right from either the seller or the buyer. If you don't, no, if you're not tovei, you lost it. That's clear. Yeah, it's clear, right. It's only if you exercise that right. But if you come to the seller and you want to buy it, now five people are trying to buy it, so there's kala schus that each one has the right to buy. And since we're all equal, so we all have equal schusim in the right to buy, so we have to share that right to buy. So memela, if you try to pull a fast one and convince us all to sell to you, it's tough on you, you can't do that. We all share that right to buy, and memela, automatically you're going to be a shliach for me too. For yourself and for me too. We're all going to be shook for a minute and share the mitzranis. It's a chiddush, but it's a palatik halacha that we can have mitzranis even before the mechira. All right, let's continue, Rabbi. So he's getting glad. I want to still chop the next sif. All right, let's see. Vimkodem echad mehem liknois. If one of them got there first, and God in the Tshuvas HaRashba, which is coming from his mavur, that he got there first to buy it from his seller. One of the Metzronim got there first. And the other Metzronim Taina, Shigam Heim Ratzu Luknoitza. They also wanted to buy this field from the seller. Rakshazer Gozom Lehem, this Nudnik who got there first, threatened the living daylights out of us that we should not touch this property. Gozom Lehem Lazik, Vahoya Biyodolasis, and Uzagar Va'almo, and the Jews are Ashman, they have Edis that he did it to somebody else. So we're not going to start up with this guy. He threatened us. So therefore we backed off. Then what happens is later on, a couple years later, he lost his almus, and then they took him to Din Torah. And he said, we're much as a metron as just as you are, we have the right just as you do. V'yeshlem edem al-kach, and they have edem that this guy threatened the metronim, k'shesah oinson, when the oinus passes, that means if the guy becomes ois gavra alma, yecheilin l'salkul michalkan, they can now exercise their right of metronis, because they were oinus, they really wanted to do it right away. The only reason why they didn't is because they were threatened by this guy. So mamela, they have a right now to be today to exercise the right of metronis even later on. Now, if this would be talking about to be Masalak Alokeh, very good. But all Metron to be Masalak Alokeh. And Mamela, even though you got there first, but Ayosi only got there through threatening tactics, mafia tactics, Mamela, we don't lose our right, and it's as if we came of Azakas. Mamela, we could be Masalak you. But the case of the Rashi talking about that he bought it from the seller directly. And nevertheless, it says we could be Masalak you from Michalgan, and we could share in this purchase. Now, Lachai, how does that stem with the halacha before? The Yesh Chokim before said that a seller could sell to whoever he wants and never get his first wins, and even though all five came to the seller. So, Dami Akhayoinis, pretend you are an Oinis and you actually came. And for some reason, the seller still sold it to this guy first. You can't be Masalak him. And even the first shita who holds that lechachili is supposed to yimka lekulam biyachad, the shita zataz is a bidiyaved, if you already sold it, you can't be mazalikit. So how does this work? Why over here you can be mazalikit? So Nesivis is bothered by this kasha. Nesivis says this is different because here the seller really wanted or would have sold it to everyone equally. There was no preference that the seller had. Memela, they're just as much of a yachsan, they're just as much as a mitzvah as this guy is. That Bishlam before where the seller wanted to sell it to an individual. So therefore we say, on the cheshbon of the seller, we can't force the seller to sell it to all the Beitronim equally, because he has a right to sell it to whoever he wants. He could choose, because there's no din asis of Yashar HaTayv on the seller. Mashengin, this seller is a seller who's willing to sell it to everyone equally. Mamela, the fact that the guy threatened and forced them not to exercise their right doesn't lose their right. Mamela, they have a right to taina now. Okay, it still needs a beer, but does state in the Nesivis. Who? Why, because the lechachil, if I would have gone out to him, I wouldn't have helped him. I don't know, maybe you explained to him, maybe he could have caused him to become a Baal Tshuva then, he explained to him the halacha, I don't know. Basic niche, alright. The seller has a taina that he doesn't want to pay for those extra costs. Lechay, yeah, he could force it. And not only that, the Rishonim say that the seller doesn't want to have ribi shtaris on him. I think Rabbeinu Yonason says it, because now there are going to be four shtaris against him, because he made four closings, and there's a problem for his credit to have four shtaris against him, four achrayis against him, so he could say he doesn't want four shtaris, he wants everything in one shtar. I'll make one closing with all four of you, you guys fight it out, the men subsequent to the closing, then you guys make four individual closings, that he could do. Alright, some of the Metzronim came, and some of the Metzronim are in a different Medina. Those that are here could be Mesalak Lakeik, Vihi Shalem Levadam, and it's going to be just that. Those who are on the other Medina, we don't reckon with. We can't wait for them to come and exercise the right Mitzranis. We don't reckon with them. Those who are here, that's who we deal with. If three of them are here, come, and the fourth one is in Medina Sayam, tough, he's going to lose out. These three will share the Chsada, and the fourth one will get nothing. All right, let's move on to Sif Yud Beis. Let's try to Kaparayin Sif Yud Beis, because it's another Yesod here. I want to Kaparayin. All right, Zokto Machaba. Hayu harbe shutfim l'ruach achas l'sad adem keres. He had many shutfim on one side of the sada that's being sold. So try it like this. Instead of each one owning half of the ruach, like we discussed in the previous sif, no. You have five people who all shutvis are partners in one field that is the entire ruach, the entire eastern side of the field. But they're all shutvim in it. So you have five shutvim trying to go after this field to be mesalik lelakech. Kol echem mem yachol mesalik lelakech. Each one individually has the right. Each one is considered a metzron because they all have a chelik of the Saddam who shutefes next door, which is going to develop the reason why. So each one is considered a bametzron. Each one has the right to be mesalik lelakech. They come together, they'll share it. Vim kodem echad mehem, if one of them gets there first, v'sukoy, and he kept the right to be mesalik lelakech, zachahu, he was eichin it. V'ein shar shutun yuchaylan la'ar. The other shutun can't complain because they're no more of a mesron than he is. So since he was kodem v'zachah, he won. And now they can't take it away from him. That's one halacha. V'loyoi, Dr. Machab, another halacha, a bigger chiddush, v'loyoi, I'm going to tell you now, a bigger chiddush, alei lafilu hoya mitzad echad l'sada nemker sada meshutif bein shnayim. One side, the eastern side, had a partnership sada. U'mitzad echad etzlos sada shal adam acher, and on the western side, there was just an individually owned sada, so he's an individual metzron, he's a single metzron, where we are shut from the metzronim, v'kane echad me'ashutvin b'sada she'etzal ha'sada nemkeres, and one of the shutvin bought the middle field. Ein balasada she'betzad acher, the balasada who's on the other side, the western, even though he's an individual metzron, he cannot taina. Ein balasada she'betzad acher yokoloi meloise she'kon ani metzron v'adei v'ata sofik. I'm a definite metzron. You're only a sofik metzron. Why are you a sofik metzron? Because you're going to get into a fight with your partner and you're going to divide the field. How do I know which side of the field you're going to get? Maybe you'll get the eastern side of your shutvistika field, which is far away from this middle field. You won't even be a metzron at all. Right now, you're shutv on the east side. That's nice. But maybe your partner will get the western half of this sadam shutefes, and you'll get the eastern half. So you'll be far away from this field, and you won't even be a metzron at all. I don't know how you're going to divide the field eventually. So you're only a Suffolk metron, and I'm a Vaday metron, so maybe I should have a kedima over it. No, you can't tie the Shema Yitachokach al Tzadacher. El Choshev Vaday Kamayu, even though he's only a Shutev, he's considered a Vaday metron just like the Western guy. Kevan Sheyesh Lechelik B'chol Asada, since he has a Chelik in Chol Asada, when you're a Shutev, you own every molecule, you share every molecule. So you're a definite metron, so to speak, just like I am. Because you also own, for sure, along the border of the property that's in question. Just like I am. So you're a vadai just like me. Just you own half of every molecule, and I own a whole of every molecule. So what? But you're a vadai metzrin just like I'm a vadai metzrin. The kedem shekadem zocha, and since you came first, even though you're only a shutif there, you came first, you're zocha. Fine, that's the halacha. Who gets 50-50? They'll divide it 50-50. If they're both bevasachas, we're going to see. Right, only one shutif comes, l'chayra, that's what should come. That's what l'chayra should come out. I'm going to show you that that's not poshut. Basically, the rest of Mechaba deals with the similar situations like a shtiko chazari here. I just want to take apart these two halakas. I know it's late. I just want to take apart these two halakas and show you that it's not poshut. Your shayla is mamish or nafkamina, and how to understand this halakha. There are two dinim going on here. The first halakha is that a shutif dika metzron has a right to be mesalik alokeach. The second halakha is that a shutif metzron who bought it first stays, and the metron on the other side can't be masalikim. Right? The first halacha is that you are considered a bametzah to be masalik, the guy who buys it in the middle. And the second halacha is that once you bought it, you can't be removed from the metron on the side, even though he's a vade metron. And he could argue that maybe you're only a suffolk metron, because who knows how you're going to divide the field eventually. No, you're also a vade metron kamayu. That's the two halachas. What's the reasoning? Why could you do it? Lamai says, maybe taka, maybe eventually you taka won't end up getting that field on this side. You'll end up getting your shutif zikah chelik on the other side and you won't be a metzen at all. Maybe. How does it work? So if you look in the Rosh, you see that the Rosh brings these two halakas down and says two separate reasons. a different reason for each halakha. On the first halakha, when the Rosh says that the guy has a right to be mesalik the lekeach, the Rosh says the reason is, and the lekeach in taina, hey, who said you're a metzen and ruah? Maybe when you're going to divide, you're going to get the other side. So the Rosh, because you make sure to be mefais yeshutiv and get this side. So we already know now that most likely, not definite, but most likely, you'll be a metzen here, and memele, it's advantageous to you to take this sada. Memele, you have a right to be a mesalik this lekeach.
You have a right by the chalukah to say, and now all this feels, now I'm getting this side of the
Okay, that's Machlokes Rishonim and Kufayin Dalet. Machlokes Rambam and Rosh and Hilchos Shutvim. There's Machlokes Rishonim if you could do that. But fine. But the Rosh holds that you can't. But still, the Rosh says over here that you'll be Mephais Yeshutiv and you'll make sure to have it done. You're good with Yeshutiv. He'll be nice to you. He'll let you have the side. Whatever it is, you'll make sure it'll work. And therefore, you have an advantage of having this middle Sada attached to your Chelek HaShutvis. When it comes to the second Halakha, that you will call them the Kana, that you yourself, the Shutvim himself, bought the middle property, and now the metron on the other side says, I'm a Vadi metron, you're only a Safik metron. There the Rosh says, a different reason why you could win. The Rosh says, because you're also a Vadi Kamayu. Because right now, you own half of every molecule. So you're also bordering this property definitely, just like I'm bordering this property definitely. So Mamelo, we're equal. You're a Vadi Shutiv Kamayu, and Mamelo, if you're Kadam Vikana, you're going to win. So the question, the $1 million question is, why did the Rosh need two different reasons? Either say in both cases that eventually you'll be sure to get the side, or say in both cases that right now you're a metzer because you own the chelik of every molecule. Why, when it came to the first case, when to be mesalik the lekeach, the Rosh is talking about what's going to be in the future, that you're going to own this chelik, you're going to make sure to divide your shutfis to make sure that you get adjacent to this field. And in the second halakha, there the Rosh doesn't say that. It's not talking about the future. Right now, Zakhtar Rosh, right now I have to be a metzer vadik because I own half of every molecule. Zakhtar Papalu Charifta is because the svara that I own half of every molecule, that svara, Zakhtar Papalu Charifta, the svara that right now I'm a shutif, only works if I'm kadam vikana. If I'm kadam vikana in the second case, then Avada can't throw you out. But that you should use that svara to throw somebody else out, that you can't do. That's not enough of a metzron to throw a lokeach out. And what's the reasoning? Palabatish. The fact that you own every molecule in half, but say that you're shutiv, what's the advantage that you have buying the sada alone, not with your shutiv? Teretz is that whenever it's your turn to plow the mashal, every other week, and your turn to seed or to irrigate, whatever it is, every other week, you're going to have the two sadas attached. Beseda, so it only really helps your sada for every other week. Because for the other every other week that your shutiv does it, he gains nothing from it. So it's really not helping the sada that's on the side fully. It's only helping it 50%. And if you're a third of a pond, it's only helping it 33%. It's not enough to be a bametzra to throw a lokeh. Mashen gain for kadam v'kana, that if you bought it and someone trying to throw you out, that it is enough. Why? Because what is this for? How can a metzen throw a lokeach out? This tiny is, why did you buy a vetka bed and go buy somewhere else? For you, there's no chilek here or there. It's the same thing, but for me, it's a gevaldika chilek. You can't tie that to this shutif. Even though you are a vadai metzen, so to speak, and this shutif is only, let's say, only he we don't know what's going to be in the future, but he's a vadai metzen at least now for half the times, for every other week. He's going to gain from this sada every time he has to irrigate it, every time he has to plow, which comes out every other week, beseda. But he's going to gain definitely now from that. So to throw him out, you have to tell him, Vedka Bedin, who is he to buy here? Go buy somewhere else. You can't find that to this guy. It works for a friend of the lekeach, but this guy who's a shutim next door, you can't find that. He has an advantage to buy here. So for the metzron on the side to throw him out, it's enough to just say, hey, he's a shutim right now. But for this shutuf to throw a lekeach out, it's not enough. That whole mile of bametzra is only half the time. It's not enough of a bametzra to throw a lekeach out. So mameila, the rush had to be mechadish, a different tzra. Comes along the rush and says, you know, this shutuf is not just a metzra in the half the time. He's a metzra in the full time. Why? Because there's going to be a fight. They're going to divide the chaluka. And he's going to make sure to get the whole side of the field. And at that point, he's going to be a vade metzra for the full time. He's going to have a full benefit of his metzranas out of this field. Mameila, that gives him a right to be mazalik. That's a papilu charifta. It means kum toisa, the papilu charifta, to hold copy of the papilu charifta, is that not to be thrown out. The second halacha of the mechaber is more pashit than the first halacha. Not to be thrown out is pashit, but to be able to throw somebody else out, that you have to come on to a new svara that what's going to be in the future. In the future, I'll probably get this chelik memela be a vade metzran and memela. That's why I can throw you out. So the first halacha is the bigger chiddush. That's a papilu charifta. The problem Rabbi says is the mechaber's faket. The mechaber first says the first halacha, and then says v'loyoy. You should know not only can you throw out a lekeach, if you're cutting the kana, and the metzen tries to throw you out, he can't throw you out. So, but the mechaber holds that the second case is a bigger chiddush, or at least an independent chiddush. He's telling you v'loyoy in this halacha. The shaila is, so what's pshat? Vaisois, the pshat is, I'm going to be messiah with this. Vice versa, the pshat is that the svara, what's going to be in the future that allows you to throw out a lekeach, wouldn't work in the second case. It's enough to throw a lekeach out that there's a 90% chance I'll be the metron and have an advantage here. But to go up against a metron on the side who's a vadai 100% metron, he's stronger than me. Because I'll probably get this field in the future, but he definitely owns the field already, 100%. So he's a stronger metzen than me. So that would have been a svara why he could throw me out, even if I'm bikadim v'kana. On that, zogt mechaber, a different chiddush. Forget the future. Right now, I'm a vade metzen. Right now, I have a benefit, even for half the days, zozayin, for half the time. But right now, I am boarded this property in half the atoms, half the molecules, just like you boarded the soda completely. That's enough to stop you from throwing me out, because I was a kadim v'kana. You can't have a taina why I board here. You know why I board here? Because I have an advantage every other week. That's why I board here. Come to us that each chelik of the mechaber needs a different svara, and each svara doesn't work in the other case. And the nafkamin is your shayla. And this is it, Rabbi Yisrael, I'll let you go. The shayla is, what happens if shutif and a metron on the other side come lichatchila to buy the sod in the middle, or comes lichatchila to be mesalik the lekeach in the middle? That could be a whole different... Sorry?
They come together
to be mesalik. He wasn't a kadam v'kana. He's coming lechatchila to be mesalik. Now what is the halacha? So it should come out like this. You want to know who's a stronger metzron? Clearly the guy in the side is a stronger metzron. He's for the future, he's more of a vadai than the shutif is. In the future, the shutif doesn't mean. Elamai, the shutif says, forget the future. Right now, I have an advantage. But right now, your advantage is not enough to be mesalik lekeach. That advantage that you have every other week is not enough to be mesalik lekeach. The only way you can mesalik lekeach is because tomorrow in the future, you'll be a vadai metzron. So the only way to mesalik lekeach is with your vadai future, which is only 90%. And the metron is 100%. So it should come out that if the guy comes lechatchila with the metron on the other side, the metron should win. And that's l'chari yodik in the mechav. The mechav only says, im kodem v'kana is izoika. But if he wasn't kodem v'kana, then the vadai metron would win over the shutif metron. That's when it should come out, a different halakha, a blitz chiddush. Why is it such a blitz chiddush? The rush you see, but what's the problem? The problem, Rabbi Yisrael, is if you look in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh, which is the tour, when he, for some reason, and the Pilchur jumps on, he doesn't know where he got it from, because he's only supposed to be Mekatzah the Piskei Rosh, and the Rosh didn't talk about this case. But the Kitzur Piskei Rosh quotes over Kilu the Rosh, it's Mekatzah the Piskei Rosh, doesn't say he was caught the Vekana, says a coming Bevasachas, and still says that they shear. And that's the Pella. Where did he get it from? L'chayr b'chagat, when it coming l'chachilo, there the metron vade should have a taina to say, you're only a suffix. You're an 80%, 90%, but still only a suffix. And I'm a vada, I should be able to be mighty you.
Once the l'chayr loses,
once the l'chayr, why?
Against the vada metron.
No, that's it. I want the vada metron once, and then the suffix metron, the shortiv can't go against the vada metron. Vada metron is more of a metron than he is.
No.
That's the kitzur piskei rosh. I'm saying that if the vadi metzen and the shutev would come together to buy, their lechayr should be. Sorry? Lechayr, the vadi metzen should win. Why? Because the vadi. Oh, against who? Against the seller? Against who? So who are they going against? Oh, against the seller? I don't know. Have to think about it. Against the seller, well, how much would you need to be a bar mitzvah against the seller? No, maybe then the vadi mitzvah would win there too. He's more; he has more of an advantage. He's a vadi mitzvah, where the guy is a shutter is only a suffix mitzvah. He's an 80% mitzvah, but he's not a vadi mitzvah. So he's a vadi mitzvah for now and every other molecule. You have to know if that's the same loan as in Kodim Vakon. It's a svara that if you're Kodim Vakon, I can't tell you should have bought somewhere else because you have an advantage. But, all right, rabbis, it's a chiddush. We have to now, we're paskin. All right, but this is it. This is the end of, so to speak, the groundwork for Metron. The Metron, in the future weeks, I plan on skipping. It's a very long sermon. I'm not going to finish by the end of this month. I plan on skipping to the exceptions of the rule, which are very prevalent, like buying from a goy and things like that. All right, good talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.